FM 90.3 WJTL. Jeremy Camp is speaking louder than before, so we turned the volume up on him. Blanca's Carry Me to the Cross and Cutlass Carry Me to the Cross and Blanca's What If. Hey, good morning to you, 7:21. Mindy, it's a really foggy, misty start to our September 11th.
It definitely is. We just want to also let you know that there is a flood warning. That's for the Swatara Creek just above Middletown. That's in effect from tonight till sometime tomorrow. This morning, the river was reading at 8.1 feet and rising, and the flood stage, as a reminder, is 11 feet. So just be careful in that area. Otherwise, cloudy, chance of storms today, high 77. Cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and a rumble of thunder, also low 67. Winding Wednesday, cloudy, chance of rain showers, chance of a thunderstorm, high 79. Currently, again, it is foggy and misty and 63.
Our very special guests from Bible to School, Corey Pennypacker and Daryl Heaston, are with us. Corey is the executive director. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Fred.
Great to have you back. You told us a little bit about Bible to School, and I understand that we're about 2 weeks away from getting started. Tell us about that.
We are. We're 2 weeks away from getting started, and our student registration is online registration is open. We actually have had more students registered than ever and pre-registered in our history.
That's awesome.
So we're very, very excited. So
how many schools are you in our local area?
We're in actually 5 school districts, and we actually have 1 school district starting in Johnstown.
Really?
So, yeah. So
how amazing is that?
Absolutely growing.
Congratulations on that.
Yes.
So if folks want to find out if you're in their school district and want to sign their kids up, how do they do that?
They can go to Bible2School.com. That's Bible2School.com. And we have open enrollment all year long. So students.
So even once it starts, they could still join.
Absolutely.
Like if they hear from their friends how great it is.
We would love to have them. The more, the merrier.
Yeah. So Bible2School.com. And with having more kids than ever before, I'm imagining you need more volunteers.
Yes, we do. And Daryl, you want to talk about that a little bit?
So Daryl's with us. Daryl Heaston is pastor, and he's in charge. You're in charge of the Elizabethtown program.
Yeah.
So Daryl, tell us a little bit about volunteers. What do they do? How do they sign up? All that.
Well, there's all kinds of opportunities to volunteer. The main one would be to be like either a teacher or to help with the kids on a weekly basis. It's only about 2 hours a week, so it works really well in the schedule. And different programs operate different days. So like for us, we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So if one of those days doesn't suit, maybe another one would.
And so what's the training process like for a volunteer?
Yeah. So at the beginning of the year, we do a training and get everybody together and just go over the curriculum, over the daily routine of what we do. And we just have a training night, and then we continue to work with them throughout throughout the year. And you can volunteer anytime, even in the middle of the year. And we'll just do a catch-up training with you and get you involved.
And you were telling me a story of the importance of needing volunteers and the impact that you're making at Bible to School at E-Town. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, just a neat story we had from last year. We had a class that when they all signed up, pretty much all the students in that class didn't have a regular church affiliation. And so they came in knowing not a lot, really anything about God or Jonah and the whale or David and Goliath. And so I sat in on that class at the beginning of the year, and they just were like just learning, just grasping it. And at the end of the year, we had a Bible Jeopardy game, and they actually knew the answers to the questions. So
wow.
It was just neat to see the growth. And that comes back to the volunteers. Just taking it, every week, just teaching stories, teaching the Bible, and they're getting that education in what God's doing, and they can take it back to their homes, to their communities, and back into their schools. They're just kind of like little warriors that go back with the gospel message. So I just love that.
If you'd like to volunteer for Bible to School and be a part of making this impact that Daryl was talking about, go to the website BibleToSchool.com. It starts in 2 weeks. So how many volunteers do you guys need? Do you have an idea?
We still need probably about 30 more, 30
okay.
or 40 more.
Yeah, wonderful.
So come on down.
So you don't have to be all 30. You just have to be one of them. Go online, BibleToSchool.com. If you want to sign your kids up, go find out if they're in your school district. If they're not in the school district, they can get in touch with you to try to work those details out too, right, Corey?
Absolutely. We have a way for you to have it in your school too.
Very cool. Check it out online, Bible2School.com. Corey and Daryl, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Fred.
Yep, you're welcome.
We loved having you, not just you guys being here, but we love your shirts. The Bible to School shirts are so cool. I love the color scheme, so thanks for being here. Back to the music we go. This is Skillet, Brave.